Okay, so thank you very much for coming to church, and it's really wonderful to finally be together in person. So this is actually not the first time for me in a church service since the lockdown began, because I attended the funeral of my neighbour Brenda, who we've prayed for before. Now, she was 92 years old, okay, and the Lord took her home last month, okay. And at the funeral, we found out, because we attended as a family, that she'd been to the same church for 80 years, okay, starting at the beginning of the Second World War. So I indeed hope and pray that I and all of us will be able to keep faithful to God like she did, and keep our composure in a time of crisis for the world, like she did during the Second World War. 皆様おはようございます。こういうふうに皆様と実際に再会し、礼拝することができることは私にとって素晴らしい祝福です。今日の礼拝は実はロックダウンが始まってから私の初めての物理的の礼拝ではないのです。私の家の隣に住んでいたブレンダさんは先月92歳で天に召されました。私たちは彼女のお葬式に出席しました。ブレンダさんの牧師の説教を聞くと、ブレンダさんは同じ教会に80年も通っていたことを知りました。第二次世界大戦が始まった時からずっと同じ教会に通っていたのです。ブレンダさんは世界の大試練を乗り越え、召されるまで忠実に信仰を持ち続けていたのです。私たちも同じようにこの世界の今の大試練を乗り越え、召されるまで忠実に信仰を持ち続けることを目指しましょう。So today's passage is a very famous one. We all, young and old, know it very well, the famous fight between David and Goliath. 1 Samuel 17, however, isn't just about David and Goliath. There, I can see at least two other people who come up in this passage. So today, I would like to walk through the views of each of the people who come up in this passage.
今日の箇所はものすごく有名なダビデとゴリアテの戦いの箇所です。しかし1サムエル17章はダビデとゴリアテ以外に2人の登場人物がいます。今日のメッセージではこの4人の信仰生活を学びたいと思います。
So the first person today we're going to look at is Eliab. So 1 Samuel 17:28 says, I know how conceited you are and how wicked your heart is.
さて、最初にエリアブの信仰生活を学びましょう。1サミエル17章28節にはこう書かれています。とんでもないうぬぼれ雨。
Yes, thank you, David. So, Eliab is the older brother of David. And as Pastor Shimizu preached last month, Eliab was the son of Jesse that Samuel initially thought would be the king of Israel. And it's implied from God's words to Samuel that Eliab was initially was impressive and a tall and strong man.
彼はダビデのお兄さんであり、先月清水先生が教えたように、彼は体の大きなたくましい人でした。外見的に王様になれるような人に見えたのです。
However, Eliab and the other brothers had just been passed over for blessings from Samuel, and instead, the youngest brother,David, who was just a shepherd, was anointed king. What disgrace Eliab must have felt. And it is in this context that we see Eliab's reaction to David when David approaches the camp.
しかし神様はエリアブと他のダビデの兄弟の外見的な部分を気にせず、信仰の忠実さを求め、ダビデを次のイスラエルの王様と選んだのです。エリアブにとってはこれは屈辱だったでしょう。
Perhaps Eliab knew of David's faith in God. Just before the exchange between David and Eliab, David asked those around him, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine who should defy the armies of the living God?" In verse 16, David saw this battle as a simple battle between God's people and people who hated God. It was a spiritual battle that was playing out in the physical battlefield. However, Eliab calls David conceited and evil for saying this.
もしかするとエリアブはダビデの、純粋な信仰のことを知っていたかもしれません。エリアブとの会話の直前にダビデはこう話していたのです。生ける神の軍に挑戦するとは、あの無活例のペリシテ人は一体何者ですかと。ダビデはこの戦いを単純な神様の軍隊と無活例の軍隊との戦いと考えていたのです。しかしエリアブはダビデを生意気と言うのです。
This serves as a reminder for us allPerhaps in the past, when we were going to church, we have seen someone say that they were going to trust God completely with their future. And we thought to ourselves, that's conceited. You need to have a good job, a semi-detached house in a catchment area with a good school by the time you're 30 years old. Perhaps you've heard the phrase, prayer isn't enough. Perhaps people who say that don't have a prayer life.I certainly can look back on my life and tell you that's true. That there have been times in my spiritual journey where I didn't pray as much as I should have done, and I could see how what I was thinking was similar to Eliab's. And we must watch ourselves to make sure we don't end up thinking the same as Eliab.
Eliab の言ったことに注目してみましょう。彼はこの箇所では微妙に神様を信じているような信仰を持っているように見えます。私たちも過去では同じようだったかもしれません。もしかすると教会に行き、ある若者が全てを神様に任せると言っていることを聞くと、甘いなぁと思ったことがあるのではないでしょうか。祈りだけでは何もできないと思ったことはありますか。私が思うには、こういうふうに思う人は祈りの生活が全然ないと思います。私も自分の信仰生活の成長を振り返ってみると、過去にこういうふうに考えていたことが分かります。私たちも今このエリアブの罠に落ちないようくれぐれ注意して祈りの生活を守りましょう。
So now, let us turn our attention to another key character, Saul. Samuel 17:11 says, On hearing the Philistines' words, Saul and all the Israelites were dismayed and terrified.
じゃあ次はサウルを見ましょう。1サミエル17章11節にはこう書かれてます。サウルとイスラエル軍はこれを聞いてすっかり取り乱し、震え上がってしまいました。
So if Eliab sort of trusted God, then Saul has in all but name stopped being a believer. So the biblical commentary I read on this passage said the way that Saul was offering money and prestige to the person who defeated Goliath shows that he's completely stopped leading by believing in God. He had resorted to money and prestige instead of being a person of faith. He lost the Spirit of God in chapter 16, and he sizes up his current situation in terms of earthly wealth. And Goliath has got more of it. And that is why Saul is terrified. In fact, he's unable to act for 40 days. Because once we move away from God, we then start judging our situations in terms of earthly resources, and fear, paranoia, and insecurity are only moments away from us. エリアルが微妙に神様を信じていたというのであれば、サウルはもうほとんど信仰をなくしている状態です。サウルはもうすでに神様を信じているリーダーではなかったのです。サウルは神様の栄光のために戦うよりは報酬のために戦えと言っているのです。神様の栄光に戦うという姿勢はもうサウルには全然ありません。サウルはもう霊的な感覚でこの戦いを判断するよりはこの世の感覚でこの戦いを判断しているのです。そしてこの世の感覚でこの戦いを判断しているサウルはゴリアテをもっと優れたものと判断し、40日も何もできずにいたのです。私たちも神様から離れると、この世の基準に沿って判断しようとしてしまいます。心配と不安はすぐに湧いてきます。So the third person that I'd like to look at is Goliath. So 1 Samuel 17:10 says,This day I defy the armies of Israel.
次にゴリアテを見てみましょう。10節にはこう書かれてます。さあどうした？イスラエル軍には人がいないのか？俺と戦う勇気のあるやつは出てこい。
So Saul is unrepentantly against Israel and therefore God, and he taunts them, and he hates what Israel stands for.
ゴリアテは完全に神様に敵対しています。彼はイスラエルをバカにし、その信仰をバカにしています。
So Goliath stands tall, proudly wearing his shining bronze armor and trusting his own strength. His pride billows out across the valley at God's army. Now we should be under no illusion that within this world there are people like this. There are many areas of society that glorify the accumulation of wealth and the flaunting of it.And going crazy with it, you know, I'm sure you can all imagine. I work in the city, and I have met many people who outright think that the Christian life of abstaining from these activities is just stupid. People like this tend to mock and absolutely hate Christianity because it stands in direct opposition to their ways.So Goliath was completely blinded to the truth of a living God because he took glory in his own armor and strength. And similarly, there are many people today who are completely blinded to God's truth because they trust in their own strength, in their own wealth.
ゴリアテは完全に自分の能力を信じています。この世にはこういう人がたくさんいるということを私たちは忘れてはいけません。私はシティで働いているのですが、よくこういう人たちと会います。キリスト教のことをよくバカにしています。キリスト教の教えは彼らの考えとは完全に違うからです。ゴリアテは自分の能力を信じ、生きている神が見えずにいたのです。
So, how did David respond to these situations? To Eliab, he didn't react to the put down, to the insult. He just makes no reply. He just gets on with with God's will undeterred. To Saul, David reminds him of the spiritual dimension. But I think the most interesting part is David's reaction to Goliath. Now, I have heard this passage preached regularly as if David is a weak little boy of no strength. But I actually don't think that is a fair depiction of this passage. Because as you can see, David, in fact, has proven experience of fighting beasts to protect his sheep as a shepherd. And the slingshot, in fact, is a well-used tool in Israel's armies, and Joshua used it previously.
では次はダビデを見てみましょう。私はこの箇所について何度も説教を聞いています。この説教のほとんどはこの箇所を神様の力の信仰が証拠がないときに神様の力に信頼するか世の力に信頼するかの問題と解釈しています。しかし私はこれが必ずしも正しいとは思いません。ダビデは羊飼いとして何度ももうすでにライオンとかクマとかと戦っていたからです。戦いの経験が十分にあったのです。証拠がないとは言えないと思うのです。私は証拠のない信仰を疑っているわけではありません。ただこの箇所ではこういう解釈は間違っていると言っているだけです。
It is very, very clear to me that David came into this battle having plenty of experience trusting in God with battles. And God clearly used these battles to train David's skills and helped David to defeat lions and bears to protect his sheep.Perhaps the first time David trusted God and used his skills to kill bears and lions, it was more of a blind faith. However, as we submit situations to God, he then uses these to sharpen our skills to build us up. I'm sure we can all look back on our lives and see times where we got through a situation we didn't think we could do.All because God gave us the skills or tenacity or inspiration and strength to get through. Sometimes in our lowest moments, when we are facing our biggest challenges, hardships or disappointments, the Lord is using the situation to train us to more rely on Him, to pray and trust in Him.
もしかするとダビデが初めてクマとライオンと戦った時はもっと証拠のない信仰だったかもしれません。私たちはどのような状態にあっても神様に従えば将来のためになるのです。
And for David, because he had been through battles with beasts and overcome them with God's help,When people tell him that he will surely lose to Goliath, he just pays no notice. He also ignores Goliath's taunts and boasting, Goliath's eyes, or the gleaming bronze of Goliath's armor, and he just runs into the battlefield, just as he did with the beasts, with God by his side, like he had done many times before.
他の人はダビデにゴリアテに絶対負けると言ったのです。ダビデはこれを完全に無視します。なぜかというと、もうすでに神様と一緒に戦った経験がたくさんあったからです。
Because for David, even though he was a shepherd protecting his sheep, he knew that he himself was being guided by the good shepherd, and that he was a sheep. You can imagine him.Going down into that valley with Goliath charging towards him, the dark shadow of the giant coming over him. You can imagine David saying that the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures, he leads me beside still waters and he restores my soul and he guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake.So that even if I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
ダビデは羊を守る羊飼いでしたが、自分が羊で 神様が良い羊飼いであることがよく分かっていたのです。ゴリアテと戦いに挑むとき、彼はこう考えていたかもしれません。主は私の羊飼いですから、必要なものは皆与えてくださいます。主は私を豊かな牧草地に行こわせ、緩やかな流れのほとりに導いていかれます。主は傷ついたこの身を生き返らせ、主の栄光を表すことができるよう私を助けてくださいます。たとえ死の暗い谷間を通ることがあっても恐れません。主がそばにいて、私の行く道をいつもお守りくださるからです。
David could only go into this battle with Goliath because of the countless times he had already experienced God being with him in other battles. He ran into this battle with the conviction that God would be with him and see him through like all those times before.
ダビデはなぜゴリアテに戦いを挑んだのでしょうか。それは神様と何回もこういう戦いをした経験が重なって、今回の戦いも神様が一緒にいてくれる確信を持っていたからです。
So let us today submit daily the works of our hands to God and let us let God build up our skills. Let us walk with Him daily and let Him form us and let us trust in Him.That he is preparing us for the fights that lie ahead.
私たちも、今日神様に私たちの働きを捧げましょう。神様は私たちの技術を磨きます。これを通して神様は私たちの未来のチャレンジに私たちを未来のチャレンジに備えているのです。
Let us pray.
お祈りしましょう。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the fact that you take the situations that we have today and you use them to prepare us for the battles of tomorrow. And Lord, if we face big battles today, help us to remember your blessings on us in the fight, in the battles we've had in the past. Amen.
Amen. 天の父なる神様、本当に私たちをこういうふうに私たちの技術を磨いていることを本当に感謝します。毎日毎日私たちはこの手の働きをあなたに捧げます。どうぞ本当に将来の戦いのために私たちを祝福してください。そして今日そういう戦いがあるのであれば、過去の戦いにあなたが一緒にいたことを私たちに思い出させてください。お願いします。アーメン。はい、ありがとうございました。